It's rather appropriate that on Mom's Day that I would be bringing to you an announcement about the annual fundraising banquet for the Pregnancy Care Center. I think that sometimes we don't do a very good job in our churches in honoring women who choose to have the baby, who choose to go through parenthood, not to terminate a pregnancy because it might be traumatic, it might be really inconvenient. They choose to go ahead and do the right thing. And so if any of you here were ever in that situation where you had that consideration to make, and maybe someone was pressing upon you that you should have an abortion, thank you for doing the right thing. And a thought came to me the other day. Someone mentioned to me, you know, that they didn't think that parents ought to have more kids than what they could afford to have. And I said, I take it you were one of the first ones? That was the case. Thursday evening, May 15th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., the doors open at 6 p.m., $30 for the banquet. It's due prior to the event, and that is at the Lake Ontario Conference Center, located adjacent to the Best Western Hotel in Oswego. I didn't even know there was a Best Western Hotel in Oswego. Where is it at? Oh, by the Conference Center, Marcy said, okay. All right. By the river. I should have known. By the river. I've been looking forward to bringing this message today, and I want to honor my mom and my wife. That is one of the great things about being the pastor. You get the microphone, and you get to say what is on your heart, and so on. How many of you want to be a pastor then? I don't know why, it's great life. So I was thinking about how rapidly the time goes by. I, along with, I suppose, a lot of sons and daughters here today, I have those memories that come back on a day like this of my own mom. And so I brought in a couple of pictures so that you might be able to see my mom, because she hasn't been able to visit out here yet. That's my mom in the middle. She's playing the piano. She is there with her sisters, early 50s. That's the gal that my dad had the good judgment to marry. Amen. Now, this is what being a parent did with mom. If you could show the next one. The guy that is standing over her left shoulder, of course, that's me. You might ask, why are you in a pink tuxedo? I didn't choose the colors at that wedding, but that is my mom, and I'm not sure that you'll ever have the opportunity of meeting her, and so I thought that maybe with the media that we could do honor. She is a wonderful, godly, strong woman. Well, I was considering my wife and how quickly the years go by. Here is what began on September 18th of 1982. Yes, note the hairline, because I gained hair for a while in my life. You go from that to being maybe being a young couple together so very quickly. Mitch, if you could maybe toss that next one up. That's me after I bought hair. Over to the left, Linda didn't have to buy hers. She's been very blessed. Young couple pastoring in Grant, Michigan, and so on. That was taken, I guess, at some pastor appreciation dinner that the board took us out to and so on in Kent City, Michigan. And now, after all of the years, a few years ago, there's the family out in front of Grant Wesleyan, my son Josh when he had hair, and Aaron when he had still a little bit left, and Mom and Dad. And so I have lots of memories. I have lots of memories of my mom. I have lots of memories of Linda as a mom. And I want to say I have been very, very blessed to have a great mom and to have a great wife. And I am so blessed that I still have my mom. And I'm very blessed that Linda and I have been able now to celebrate, oh, this fall, I suppose it will be 32 years of marriage. It's almost impossible. Now you took note of mom's gray hair. Let me express a little bit about how she got it. Well, I'm going to make a confession right now before I really dive in. I'm going to make a confession, but only if you promise that you will not think less of me after I do. How many of you would make that promise? Pastor, we'll look at you now as who you are now rather than who you were when you were 14 years old. I was small for my age. At 14, I suppose I probably weighed about 90 pounds, dripping wet. One thing I did most of the year, I played baseball every day. I played baseball for hours a day, day after day after day. You might say, come on, Pastor, every day. Oh, yes, I loved to play baseball. Well, we had moved into a parsonage. It was a small house. They just had two bedrooms upstairs. I had three sisters. So my oldest sister got a bedroom by herself, and my next two sisters got a bedroom that they shared, and I got a hallway. And so I had a hallway for like 4 years until enough of them went off to college and so on that I actually got a room of my own. And I didn't necessarily have the best attitude about it, although I didn't realize at the time that I had a bad attitude. I thought I was just being realistic. Mom decided that she was going to do something for me. She decided she was going to really clean up that area, make it nice, kind of make it my own. And she went up there. She hadn't told me she was going to do it. She went up there and she papered the walls, and she did as much as she could to really make it look like a good area, did some painting and so on. I came running up the stairs after school, and I was going to grab my ball glove, and I was going to head out for the ball field because that's how I roll. That's what I did. My mom had been down on her hands and knees scrubbing a floor and in my room, and she asked me if I might help. And I made the single worst statement of my life. I'm realizing I'm embarrassed by this. I said, no thanks. Whoopsie. It's mom. She must have heard that I was. She has verified, by the way, to people before in larger gatherings than this, the complete and total accuracy and veracity of what I'm about to share. I said, JB, nobody out here has tomatoes or dead cats or anything like that, right? I said, no thanks, that's a woman's work. No! Here's what happened. All of a sudden, I realized that I was being turned upside down. The room began to spin. I suddenly realized that somehow I had my arm twisted like behind my back, and a knee was in the middle of my back as I was lying face down on my bed in a contorted, weird position, the kind that the state police come upon sometimes in an accident scene. And I suddenly realized that my belt was being pulled off me. And my britches, I was way too old for this treatment. My britches were being pulled down, and then that belt was applied to my gluteus maximus. I've never said a disrespectful word to or about my mom from that day until this, and I never will. I gained a ton of respect for my mom on that day. That sweet little old lady, and so on, is one of those steel magnolias. And years ago, she was asked to speak at a family banquet at Grant Wesleyan. And after she spoke, did a wonderful job, they took questions. They had to take questions. Someone asked, "So what was it like to raise Pastor?" These were my mom's words. She said, "You know, he was kind of slow developing at first as a child. We thought that he was never going to walk, and we thought he was never going to talk. And then when he started, we thought he was never going to sit down or shut up." So, Mama did fine work. I found myself